الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have the class of the spiritual clinic. Actually, inshallah, today we will have the fourth class of the classes of the accepted supplications. And the class of today, inshallah, from today, inshallah, we will start to learn about the accepted supplications in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today the class will be the accepted supplications of Prophet Adam and Prophet Nuh. Inshallah, when we will learn about the supplications of the prophets, we will know about the circumstances and the conditions of these accepted supplications, so that inshallah we can use them in our worldly life and daily life, and inshallah they will be also accepted for us. Today inshallah we will start with the first prophet, Prophet Adam, and we will follow chronically all the prophets. After Prophet Adam, today inshallah we will learn about Prophet Nuh, and inshallah we will learn about their accepted supplications from the Quran. Let us all learn these accepted supplications so that we can learn the strategy of the supplications, and we can use the same supplication in our life, following the conditions for the supplication to be accepted, so that Allah will accept all our dua. All praise and thanks have to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe. In reality, our worldly life is full of trials and hardship because it is a test. The more hardships you are striking with, the more is the need to Allah the Exalted to call on and to have trust in Him. Allah, our Lord, the only power and the only will, to Him only belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. We should seek refuge with none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, who promises never to let one hand raised up for supplication to be empty. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make anyone to raise the hands to him for supplication, and he will send these hands empty. So whenever you raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be sure that inshallah there is a reward. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open for us the gates of the dua to him in every second and in every place, so that we can receive the peace, the hope, the calmness, the tranquility, the reassurance, and the rewards, inshallah. Today, inshallah, we will start with the accepted supplication of Prophet Adam, alayhi salam. We will start with the acceptance of Prophet Adam, alayhi salam, and his wife. And actually, the plan for every supplication is that I will mention the supplication and its source from the Quran. Then, inshallah, I will mention the answer of the supplication and its source from the Quran. And then we will learn about the event of the supplication and the lessons from this supplication. The first supplication is the supplication of forgiveness. It is the supplication of Prophet Adam and his wife. The supplication is mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 23.
الرحمن الرحيم قال ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. They said, Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers.
This is actually the supplication of Prophet Adam and his wife to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and we will learn about the answer, which is the proof of acceptance from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 37. Again, the answer is in Surah Al-Baqarah 2, verse number 37.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
Then Adam received from his Lord words, and his Lord pardoned him, accepted his repentance. Verily, he is the one who forgives, accepts repentance, the most merciful.
So actually, the supplication from Prophet Adam and his wife that they ask Allah to grant them forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah mentioned that Allah received that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardoned him, that is to say Allah accepted his repentance. Okay, so actually we must know the event for this supplication, what is the circumstances of this supplication and its answer, and in order to know about it, we will read from Surah Al-A'raf, again Surah number 7, and we will read from verse number 19 to verse number 22.
الرحمن الرحيم ويا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا من حيث شئتم ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فوسوس لهما الشيطان ليبدي لهما ما وري عنهما من سوآتهما وقال ما نهاكما ربكما عن هذه الشجرة إلا أن تكونا ملكين أو تكونا من الخالدين وقاسمهما إني لكما لمن الناصحين فدلهما بغرور فلما ذاق الشجرة بدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا صفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وناداهما ربهما ألم أنهكما عن تلكما الشجرة وأقل لكما إن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise, and eat thereof as you both wish. But approach not this tree, otherwise you both will be of the Zalimun, unjust and wrongdoers. The Shaitan whispers suggestions to both in order to uncover that which was hidden from them of their private parts. He said, your Lord did not forbid you this tree, save you should become angels or become of the immortals. And he, Shaitan, swore by Allah to them both, saying, verily, I am one of the sincere well-wishers for you both. So he misled them with deception. Then when they tasted of the tree, that which was hidden from them of their shame became manifest to them, and they began to cover themselves with the leaves of the paradise in order to cover their shame. And their Lord called out to them, saying, did I not forbid you that tree and tell you verily Shaitan is an open enemy unto you? They said, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers.
Actually, this is the story of the accepted supplication of Prophet Adam and his wife. Adam and his wife lived in the paradise, and they had been allowed access to all the fruits of the paradise with the exception of one tree, which Allah has forbidden them from touching it. But the shaitan misled them, so they tasted the tree and they forgot their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they realized that they were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so immediately they admitted their mistake and recognized their error, as they have wronged themselves by being disobedient to Allah's command. And also they regretted their mistake. They asked for repentance and forgiveness. They called for Allah's mercy, clarifying that unless Allah helps them and bestows His mercy on them, they are lost. So, actually, from this supplication, we learn that human beings sometimes forget that shaitan is their main enemy. We must always remember that in this worldly life, we have an enemy, who is the shaitan. And when we will listen to his whisper, this means that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, we must realize that Whenever we listen to the shaitan, this means that we had wronged ourselves. Okay, we must feel that we had wronged ourselves, and we must seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. And we must believe that always that Allah is all forgiving and Allah is always accepting all the repentance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance from Prophet Adam and his wife, inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting the repentance from every one of us, so long as we follow the same strategy of Prophet Adam. Prophet Adam and his wife, they admitted their mistake, they recognized their error, they regretted their mistake, they asked for repentance and forgiveness, and they called for Allah's mercy, clarifying that unless Allah helps them, okay, they will be lost. Whenever you did a mistake or you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must remember this supplication of Prophet Adam regarding forgiveness. And you must follow the same way which Prophet Adam used in his supplication, which I clarified now. I am not supposed to say I did a mistake and inshallah Allah will forgive it, forgive my mistake. Allah is teaching us in this supplication that we must call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our mistakes and our errors, and we must have the feeling that we are actually the one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, whom we have wronged ourselves. Okay, this is very important, to feel guilty when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing that Allah is not in need of any of your good deed. When you disobey Allah, you are the one whom you oppress yourself and you wrong yourself. Accordingly, you have to be the one immediately to ask for repentance and forgiveness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all sincerity, and inshaAllah be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah will accept your repentance. So let us memorize these words of the Quran to use them as a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. Oh our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. This is very important. Okay? We have wronged ourselves. It's very important because inshallah I will clarify to you about this word. We wronged ourselves, how many times it is used by the prophets when they call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So whenever I call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding a sin or a mistake, I must admit it first, clarifying to Allah that I have wronged myself, and then clarify to Allah that unless you grant us forgiveness and bestow your mercy upon us, we shall certainly be lost. This is how I am supposed to do the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I am asking for forgiveness, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting all the repentance. This is actually the only accepted supplication from Prophet Adam in the Quran. Okay, with the proof. Okay? The second Prophet, chronically after Prophet Adam, is Prophet Nuh. Okay? So today, inshallah, we will learn also about the answered supplication for Prophet Nuh, alayhi salam, in the Quran, with the proofs of the answering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, Prophet Nuh, he had four answered supplications in the Quran. We will learn about them so that, inshallah, we will learn how to use them in our worldly life, the same way Prophet Nuh used, inshallah. Let us first, long as we will learn about the supplication of Prophet Nuh, let us learn about the story of Prophet Nuh in brief, so that we will be aware about his supplications and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered all these supplications. We will know about Prophet Nuh from Surah Nuh. He has a surah by his name in the Quran, surah number 71, and we will read from verse 1 to verse 22, because this will help us to know about all the other supplications of Prophet Nuh.
إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم قال يا قوم إني لكم نذير مبين أن اعبدوا الله واتقوه وأطيعون يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرُ أنتم تعلمون. قال ربي إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطوارا ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا والله جعل لكم الأرض بساطا لتسلكوا منها سبلا فجاجا قال نوح رب إنهم عصوني واتبعوا ما لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا مكرا كبارا وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا وقد أضلوا كثيرا ولا تزد الظالمين إلا ضلالا مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا فلم يجدوا لهم من دون الله أنصارا وقال نوح ربي
صدق الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verily we sent Noor to his people, saying, Warn your people before there comes to them a painful torment. He said, O my people, verily I am a plain warner to you, that you should worship Allah alone, be dutiful to him, and obey me. He, Allah, will forgive you of your sins, and respite you to an appointed term. Verily the term of Allah, when it comes, cannot be delayed, if you but knew. He said, O my Lord, verily I have called to my people night and day, certainly and openly to a doctrine of Islamic monotheism, but all my calling added nothing but to their flight from the truth. And verily every time I called unto them that you might forgive them, they thrust their fingers into their ears, covered themselves up with their garments, and persisted in their refusal, and magnified themselves in pride. Then verily I called to them openly aloud, then verily I proclaimed to them in public, and I have appealed to them in private. I said to them, Ask forgiveness from your Lord. Verily he is oft forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance, and give you increase in wealth and children, and bestow on your gardens, and bestow on your rivers. What is the matter with you that you fear not Allah, his punishment, and you hope not for a reward from Allah, or you believe not in His oneness. While He has created you in different stages, see you not how Allah has created the seven heavens and above another, and He has made the moon a light therein, and made the sun a lamp. And Allah has brought you forth from the dust of earth. Afterwards, He will return you into the earth and bring you forth again on the day of resurrection. And Allah has made for you the earth a wide expanse, that you may go about therein in broad roads. Noah said, My Lord, they have disobeyed me and followed one whose wealth and children give him to increase but loss, and they have plotted a mighty plot.
time, this is the story of Prophet with his people. He addressed people with kindness and in a friendly and patient way, trying to clarify to them the truth, that is to say, the belief in none but Allah. He maintained his noble attitude with them for 950 years, trying all the logic, kind and encouraging ways. Unfortunately, they rejected him completely, and only 9 or 11 people followed him after his long time calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Prophet Nuh called on his people for 950 years, and over these 950 years, only 9 or 11 non-issur were the believers. So you can imagine what is the effort which Prophet Nuh did with his people and what kind of hardship he had from them, because they were rejecting him all the time, calling him the mad person. Okay, but in spite of all of this, he kept his noble attitude with them all the time, very kind, very friendly with them, trying with them, as we listen from the Quran, to call them secretly and in public and in a nice way, to remind them about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind them that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one providing them with everything, but they mostly rejected his calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, this was going on with Prophet Nuh. He never despaired of his people until it was Allah's message to Prophet Nuh, which Allah sent it to him in Surah Hud. Actually, in Surah Hud, verse number 36. Let us read this verse so that we will know when Prophet Nuh started to do supplication against his people. Okay, Surah number 11, verse number 36.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa awha ila Nuhin annahu lan yu'mina min qawm illa man qad amana fala tabta'is bima kanu yaf'alun.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And it was revealed to Noah, none of your people will believe except those who have believed already. So be not sad because of what they used to do.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Nuh that none of your people will believe except those whom they have believed already. This means that that's it for your calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And then Allah said to him, be not sad because of what they used to do, because they used to him a lot. And they mostly rejected him. Okay? At that point, Prophet Nuh invoked Allah with 4 supplications, which were all answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 4 supplications, the answered supplication of Prophet Nuh were 2 supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overcome his people. 1 supplication was against his people, and 1 supplication was to save him and the believers who are with him. Now, inshallah, we will know in details about these 4 answered supplication of Prophet Nuh, because again and again we can use the same supplications in our worldly life if we are exposed to the same circumstances. But actually, before knowing about these 4 supplications, actually it is a message for everyone calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you must expect the people not to follow you and not to believe in your calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the story of Prophet Nuh. For 950 years, only 11 people believed in him, and he was still calling on his people in a kind and friendly way. So anyone who is calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have a role model from Prophet Nuh. He must be always patient, looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not expecting much from the people, because this is the nature of the human being. And Prophet Nuh was still patient and using the kind way with his people in spite of their total rejection to his message. So now we will start to know about the 2 answered supplication of Prophet Nuh to Allah to overcome his people. The first supplication is in Surah Al-Mu'mineen, and it is in Surah Al-Mu'mineen, verse number 23. Inshallah, we will read from Surah Al-Mu'mineen, Surah number 23, verse number 26.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال رب انصرني بما كذبوا
صدق. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Noah said, "O my Lord, help me because they deny me."
Okay. Actually, Noah, he called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him. Actually, the Arabic word which is used in this verse is ansurni. Ansurni, it give me victory on them. Okay? Actually, in the translation, it is help me. Okay? But actually, the Arabic word is more strong than help me. Okay? Allah, Prophet Noah didn't say sa'idni. Okay? Help in Arabic is to yusa'id. Okay, but Prophet Noah say ansurni, because it is the same word which will be used in the same supplication also related to ansurni, which it give me victory and give me power over them. You know, power and victory on them. It is a very, a strong call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make me victorious on them, because, you know, he was actually they gave him very hard time. So he called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah informed him that none will believe, so Allah, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him victory on them and to give him power on them. Actually, it was the answer is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know about the call that he is calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him victory on his people, to help him against his people because they deny him. The answer is in the next verse in the same surah, verse number 27, and we will read it now.
نع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا فإذا جاء أمرنا وفار التنور فاسلك فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول منهم ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So we revealed to him, construct the ship under our eyes and under our revelation. Then when our command comes and water gushes forth from the oven, take on board of each kind, two male and female, and your family except those thereof against whom the word has already gone forth. And address me not in favor of those who have done wrong. Verily, they are to be drowned.
When Prophet Noah called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him victory over his people and to give him power on them because they denied him, actually the answer was the great flood that swept away everything. This was the answer to Prophet Noah's supplication to overcome his people. And in order to save him and the believers with him, Allah revealed to him to build the ark, so that he will save all types of animals and plants that were known to the Noah at that time. So the answer for the supplication that Allah give me victory on them, it was that make the ark. Okay? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify to him, you know, about the flood. But I want you to notice the last statement of the verse number 27. Allah is saying, verily they are to be drowned. Okay, so this is the answer. Okay, Allah, he said to Allah, "Oh my Lord, help me because they deny me." Allah answered, "Verily, they are to be drowned." Okay, this is the first supplication from Prophet Noah against his people, and this is the answer of Allah. Verily, they are to be drowned. Okay, and for Prophet Noah, Allah commanded him to make the ark in order to know again how he again do supplication to Allah to overcome his people. And in this supplication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the answer, he clarified how those people will drowned. The second supplication is in Surah Al-Qamar, Surah number 54, verse number 10. Now we will know about the third supplication of Prophet Noah regarding that Allah will make him to overcome his people. And actually, it is in Surah Al-Qamar, Surah number 54, and we will recite verse number 10, which is the supplication.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فدعا ربه إني أني مغلوب فانتصر صدق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Then he invoked his Lord, saying, I have been overcome, so help me.
Okay.
So help me.
Actually, again, sisters, the same word is used in the Arabic supplication, which is فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ It is again فَانْتَصِرْ. Again, in the translation, it is translated help me. Intasir is not to be translated to help me. Intasir is show me your power on them. You know, it is a supplication where you are looking for a great revenge from those people, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want the most powerful to take, you know, your right from them. You want the great, the all powerful to show you, you know, his power on them. Why? Because he clarified in the supplication, he invoked to his Lord saying, I have been overcome. You know, this is the problem in of that supplication. Is that in that supplication, Prophet Nuh is the calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take revenge and to show his power over those people because they already overcome him. So he is in the state of weakness. He is in the state of oppression. Okay? So actually this is a very strong supplication against anyone whom he is trying to overcome you. If you are sure that there is someone in your life who is trying intentionally to overcome you and you are sure, you can use this supplication against him. Actually, you can try first to tell her or to tell him that try to stop, you know, your attitude against me because I will do a very strong dua against you. No problem, yes, no problem. Sometimes you have to say this to the people so that, you know, they feel, they fear Allah. But some people, they don't fear Allah. And, you know, actually, in a very clear way, you know, they are against you and they cause troubles for you. Sometimes in the work, sometimes, you know, in the family, sometimes in any circumstances. So you just clarify to them that this supplication is a very strong one. If in reality they are trying to overcome you or to oppress you, and now we will know about the answer, okay, and the answer is in verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 11 and 12. The same. Allah mentioned the supplication and mentioned the answer immediately after it, because actually this is the supplication of a prophet who is already the people have been overcome him. Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر صدقنا
Okay. Okay. You can continue 13 and 14.
وحمل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر
أوكي
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم So we opened the gates of the heaven with water pouring forth and we caused springs to gush forth from the earth So the waters of the heavens and the earth met for a matter predestined And we carried him on a ship made of planks and nails, floating under our eyes, a reward for him who had been rejected.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the call of Prophet Nuh, whom he called on Allah saying, I have been overcome, so take revenge from him, them and have victory on them. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the gates of the heavens. Okay, actually the only day since the earth was created until the earth will actually disappear, the only day when the rain came from the heavens while there were no clouds. Okay, because the rain was not out of the cloud. The rain was out of the gates of the heavens. So you try to imagine that when Prophet Noah raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, I have been overcome, so show me your victory on them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the gates of the heavens. Okay, and then the rain came from the gates of the heaven. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the springs to gush forth from the earth, so that the water from the heavens and the earth met together. Okay, the water met together and they made waves. Okay, and these waves were like mountains. So try to imagine that in few hours, okay, this earth was actually covered with waves of the water, okay, which are in the size of the mountains. Okay, this is the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the supplication of Prophet Nuh when he clarified to Allah and called on Allah that he has been overcome and he is in the need of the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he answered the supplication in this very strong answer. Okay, and actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again clarifying, and he carried Prophet Nuh and the believers in a ship made of planks and nails floating under our eyes. Actually, try to imagine, sisters, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These waves are like mountains. Prophet Nuh and the believers are in a small ark made by Prophet Nuh. But because it is actually floating under the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah saved that small ark in these mountains of waves, okay, or waves like mountains. Because, you know, logically you will think, how come an ark made by a human being, very simple one, it can stand in these very strong waves which are like the mountains? The answer is in verse number 14, floating under our eyes. This is the mercy and the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is clarifying a reward for him who have been rejected. So whenever you are rejected, okay, be sure that if you actually call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, don't call on any other one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that your supplication must be accepted. This answered supplication which we are learning today and inshallah over the next coming weeks are supplications by prophets fulfilling the basic conditions for supplications to be answered. And the most important condition is the sincerity when you call only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full trust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that because he was rejected by his people and he called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for his help and support, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all those people to be drowned. And actually it is not a simple one, but it is the very great flood, which is the greatest flood on the earth until the day of judgment. Okay, so again, sisters, actually we read now verse number 9, okay, so that we will learn a very important fact related to this kind of supplication. Okay, in verse number 9, okay,
بسم
الله الرحمن الرحيم كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The people of Noah denied their messenger before them. They rejected our slave and said, a madman, and he was insolently rebuked and threatened.
Okay. So actually, you know, again and again, sister, this is the kind of the actually the way some people are treating others. Okay, disrespect. Okay, very arrogant people. Okay, and oppressors. Okay, they were calling Prophet Nuh in many verses of the Quran the madman. Okay, and because this was not the reality, and because actually he has been overcome and he was rejected, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his call in this very strong answer and very strong destruction. So every one of us must be aware of the way he is using to treat the people around him or around her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And still there are some people whom they don't respect you, they reject you intentionally. They try to give you hard time. They are always against you. Okay? Be sure that you can raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be sure that the punishment will be so severe to the extent you can't imagine. Actually, I will mention for you a story which actually related to this supplication. And subhanAllah, I always remember this story. Actually, it is the story of one of my closest friends, my closest sisters actually. MashaAllah, actually she was a pharmacist and she came to America in order to have her PhD in pharmacy. And while she was in America doing her PhD, she memorized the whole Quran. Alhamdulillah. Yes, and then she returned actually to Saudi Arabia to work, you know, in the university in Riyadh as the chair of the, you know, pharmacy department. After 1 year, another colleague, you know, she joined the department, and that colleague, she started to make troubles for, you know, that sister. Her name is Zainab. So, because actually she already passed away. So, Zainab told me that she called that colleague and she told her, for the sake of Allah, let us be, you know, helping each other. Let us work in peace. Why we always have to fight? I noticed that you want to have my position. Okay. And actually I am qualified more than you and I will be nice with you, but I want you to work in a peaceful way and in a respectable way. She told me she refused to totally, and she started to make for sister Zainab problems to the extent you can't imagine. She will go to the head of the, you know, of the university to complain from her. She will say, you know, whatever around her. So Zainab told her that I am giving you the last chance. I memorize the whole Quran and I am living alone. My family is in Egypt. I am suffering a lot of hardship. Don't put any more hardship on me. Otherwise, I will raise my hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She told me she didn't care at all and she kept on the same way to cause troubles for me. So she told me, Mona, I have only one way. I use the supplication of Prophet Nuh, verse number 10 in Surah Al-Qamar, Surah number 54. It was 3 months, and that colleague, she came to Zainab in her office crying, telling her, I ask you forgiveness because I have cancer breast, and suddenly... Yes, breast cancer. I have breast cancer, and actually they told me that it is all actually stage 2. I must leave immediately to my country to stay the rest of my time with my family. I am very sorry. So this supplication actually is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to every Muslim that he must not use his power or her power to overcome the people around her, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an outlet to those whom they are overcome or oppressed, that they can raise their hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it will be Allah who will take the revenge from those arrogant and oppressors. And now inshallah we will learn about the third answered supplication of Prophet Nuh. This supplication actually was against his people, and actually we will know about this supplication. We will know about this supplication from Prophet Nuh, from Surah Nuh, Surah number 71. And actually we will recite verse 26 and 27 to know about the supplication of Prophet Nuh against his people. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال نوح رب لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا. And Nuh said, My Lord, leave not one of the disbelievers on the earth. If you leave them, they will mislead your slaves, and they will beget none but wicked disbelievers. This was his supplication against his people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his supplication, and the answer is in the same surah, surah number 71, Surah Nuh, verse number 25. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا فلم يجدوا لهم من دون الله أنصارا. Because of their sins they were drowned, then were made to enter the fire, and they found none to help them instead of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that because of the actually the corruption of the people of the Nuh, whom they were disbelievers, and they refused totally to obey the command to believe in Allah. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the supplication of Prophet Nuh, and because of their sins, they were drowned, and also they were made to enter the fire. This is their final destination, the hellfire, as the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their sins, and also it is the answer of the supplication of their prophets, whom he had this supplication against them, because he is hoping that those people will disappear completely, and inshallah there will be other people, new people, whom they will be having good hearts, and they can believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow their prophets. The fourth supplication of Prophet Nuh, the answered supplication, was to save his people. Actually, this supplication is mentioned in Surah Ash-Shura, Surah number 26, and we will read verse number 117 and 118 to know about the answered supplication of Prophet Nuh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him and those whom they believe in him. Supplication is, قال ربي إن قومي كذبون فافتح بيني وبينهم فتح ونجني ومن معي من المؤمنين. He said, that is to say, Nuh said, my Lord, verily my people have belied me, therefore judge you between me and them, and save me, and those of the believers who are with me. This is the supplication of Prophet Nuh in verse number 117 and 118 from Surah Ash-Shu'ara, Surah number 26. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the answer in the same surah in verse number 119. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ فِي الْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ, and we saved him and those with him in the laden ship. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Nuh asked Allah to save him. He said, save me and those of the believers who are with me. Allah answered, and we saved him and those with him. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah, the one who hears all our supplications and answered all our supplications out of his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the believers and saved Prophet Nuh, because they are the one whom they are considered as the blessings on the earth, because they are the believers in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of them had the right to ask Allah and to call on Allah to save him whenever he is having any harm in this worldly life. These are actually the four answered supplications of Prophet Nuh. I mentioned the supplication and the answer from the Quran. Also, I have to mention that there are other two answered supplications for Prophet Nuh in the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them briefly, and actually I will mention them now so that inshallah we know about all the answered supplication of Prophet Nuh in the Quran, which are now to be considered six. These two answered supplication, which are mentioned briefly, are the one mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 76 and 77, and the one mentioned in Surah As-Saffat, verse number 75 and 76. Now I will recite the answered supplication of Prophet Nuh in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 76 and 77. Surah Al-Anbiya is Surah number 21, and now we will recite verse number 76 and 77. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa Nuhan idh nada min qablu fastajabna lah, fanajjaynahu wa ahlahu min al-karb al-azim. ونصرناه من القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فأغرقناهم أجمعين. And remember Nuh when he cried to us a fourth time. We answered to his invocation and saved him and his family from the great distress. We helped him against the people who denied our proofs. Verily, they were a people given to evil, so we drowned them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned here briefly that Prophet Nuh cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so Allah answered his supplication, and Allah saved him and his family from the great disaster, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him and gave him the help against those people whom they belied the verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing them as they are the people given to evil. Accordingly, they were drowned all. Actually, this is the answered supplication of Prophet Nuh in Surah Al-Anbiya. The sixth answered supplication in the Quran related to Prophet Nuh is the one mentioned in Surah As-Saffat, and we will recite it now. Surah As-Saffat, Surah number 30, and we will recite the answer supplication of Prophet Nuh in verse number 75 and 76. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنَعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. And indeed, Nuh invoked us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the best of those who answer the request, and we rescued him and his family from the great distress, drowning, and his progeny. Them we made the survivors on the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying again that it is the invocation of Prophet Nuh that is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and his family from that great drowning, and Allah made the believers to be the one whom they will be the survivors. So now, alhamdulillah, we learned about the sixth answer supplication of Prophet Nuh in the Quran. Again and again, we are learning the strategy of the dua from the answer supplications of the prophets. We are learning that we must fulfill the requirement for the answer dua in order to have, inshallah, our supplications answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must always remember that it is the belief in the unity of Allah. It is the full trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our supplication. It is the full trust in the power and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the belief that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always help those whom they are obeying him and following the right path of Islam. So, inshallah, we believer must have the full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our supplications, inshallah, will be answered. We are following the supplications of the prophets which are mentioned in the Quran, because we learn from these supplications the way to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, so that our supplications supplications will be answered. Having this answered supplication in the Quran is an outlet for every believer that he can follow the same supplication when he is having the same situation which the Prophet was living in at that time when he invoked in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that supplication. If you are overcome by any person or oppressed, you have the supplications of Prophet Nuh when he called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him and to give him the power and to actually to make him the one to win over those whom they are oppressing him. If you are looking for the save and you want Allah to save you and to save your family, you have also the supplication of Prophet Nuh. And if you are looking for the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learned the supplication of forgiveness of Prophet Adam, which was answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, next week we will learn about the answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim, so that inshallah we can use them in our daily life. Over the next coming classes, inshallah, we will learn all the answered supplications, inshallah, of the prophets which are mentioned in the Quran, and also of the righteous people which are mentioned in the Quran. We will learn, inshallah, the answered supplication, most of the answered supplication of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will learn the supplication and the proof of the answer, inshallah, so that, inshallah, we will have a lot of supplications which we learn and which we memorize and which, inshallah, we can call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, believing that this answered supplication, inshallah, will be our way to have all our hopes a reality, and inshallah to have a relief from every hardship in our daily life. We always pray to Allah to answer our supplication and the supplications of the Muslims, and all the time to be the source of the help, tranquility and peace and happiness in our worldly life. And inshallah now we will make the dua together. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.